Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk DGS. Happy Tuesday to you. Tony, thanks for holding down the fort yesterday. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Sue, I thought you were especially good yesterday.
Thank you.
That, I mean, I didn't listen at all. I just made the whole thing up.
That's good because
you may have been
here.
In Texas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How was Texas?
It was really great.
Yeah?
Thank you for asking.
Did you win? This is your chance to lie effectively.
Yeah, but no.
We're never going to check it.
I did not win. There was a guy who ran the entire, apparently he did the full, I only did the half marathon, in a three-piece suit.
I hate that.
Shoes, the whole nine yards. I didn't know this was a thing.
To me, it's not.
It's not.
It shouldn't be. To me, that's the lowest form of humor.
Yep.
I don't know.
And there's a world record for it.
Now, of course there is.
Yes. He didn't set it.
There's a world record for the guy that walked it in an exoskeleton.
Yeah. I ran the Boston Marathon in a dinosaur suit.
Now, you could probably not the Boston.
Now, that does make me laugh. Have you seen when people run as dinosaurs?
I love that.
That makes me laugh.
Okay, there was a guy cheering along the way, and his sign said something like, if I could, I'd clap for you, you know, because he had the little dinosaur arms. Love that.
So,
no, there's no difference.
Yeah, I don't think there's a difference.
There's no difference.
There's none. You guys just happen to like that.
He's so funny.
Oh, no. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do they run as a group, like dino packs?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but Dave, it's the exact same sense
like
of humor
it.
As running.
If I saw a bunch of guys running a three-piece
one
suit,
is
I wouldn't
funny.
Like it either.
One makes me laugh.
Yeah.
The other doesn't.
Yeah. I'm just, Tony and I are just saying it's the exact same principle.
I get the same category.
It's attention
seeking. But one tickles me, and the other does not.
Same thing here. I think it's because how they move.
It's exactly it.
You can't see their
face. It fools my mind into thinking they're actually dinosaurs.
Yes, I find that entertaining.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room. Tony, you're friggin' fired. No.
Thank God.
Today is a weird-ass day because it's the first day, I guess, of the trial of the impeachment in the Senate of the United States with the President of the United States of America. I get it. It's weird. It was weird for Annie. It's going to be weird for us. And what we're planning on doing is this. We are watching as these people drone on and on endlessly, boringly, if you ask me, but it is historic. And so we're monitoring it. We're watching it. Taliban is in another room, just kind of watching all of it and playing Galaga. And if something comes to our attention, like, okay, this looks not boring, we will go to it. If you tweet us and say, for the love of God, all we want to do is hear this, we will oblige. We have a guest each hour. One of our politicos who are going to come on and give their opinions. It's also weird because today's the day when I have my Thomas Helbig event. So I'll be leaving at 5:40 and Tony and Rach will take over and take you all the way to 7. It's kind of a bucking bronco because when things like this are going on, we don't know what's going to happen. We want to present you the best show we can. And so let me kind of sum up my thoughts on what's going on. And hopefully the fact that I practiced law and I tried cases gives a little bit of extra insight, even though I was not great at it, but I've lived in that world. First of all, you have to understand how different this is. When you go in to try a case, when you show up, the first thing you do is you go into the judge's chambers and the judge says, okay, fellas, ladies, here are the rules for my court. This is the way we're going to proceed. And every judge is a little bit different. You have the rules of evidence that go across the board, but it can be very different depending on the judges, you know, what they want to see and not see. Mm-hmm. This is what you're seeing now, except rather than the Chief Justice saying, hey, members of the Senate, here are the rules of the game. The jury basically are making up the rules. That's weird. That's just weird. I know that's the way it works, but that's odd to have the trier of fact, the jury, the Senate, voting on the rules.
Yep.
It's like going in, you know, Sue's accused of killing Tony, and we go in and we say to the jury, do you want to hear from Rachel, the witness? And they're like, no. Mm-mm. Fine. Do you want to hear from Taliban? Okay. It's just an odd way to do it.
Or we'll decide on all that later.
But that's what's going on.
Yeah.
The other thing that you see is the difference between the House and the Senate. The House is sort of like a bunch of drunken frat boys. And they're just partying and they're doing keg stands. They're trying to get girls up in their room. And it's just chaos and fun. And the Senate is like the stodgy old parents who come to visit. And it's like, we better clean things up. So it's very, very different. Also, the difference between Schiff and Nadler getting up there and Jay Sekulow and Cipollone is like me playing one-on-one basketball with Michael Jordan. It's just ugly. You really see the difference in talent and intellect. So from a lawyering standpoint, the defense is going to wipe the floor with the prosecution. They just count on it. That's going to happen. They're going to make them look foolish.
Because they're better lawyers.
Because they're real lawyers.
Right.
These other guys are lawyers like I'm a lawyer.
They used to be a lawyer.
They used to be lawyers.
And now they're members of Congress.
The grandstanding that we saw in the House is what the House is trying to do now. The managers are trying to do this whole grandstanding thing again. You're talking to the Senate. They don't care. They don't care about your stupid House of Representatives ass grandstanding in front of them. So they're basically, a lot of this trial will probably not be on TV. So this is their chance to get up there and preen for us. So that's what they're doing there. I find it really interesting when it comes to the witnesses. Because if this were me and I was talking to my kids because someone broke a vase, I want to hear from all the witnesses. I want to get to the bottom of it. But in this case, you also have executive privilege, which is very, very important. And it's sort of like free speech. Free speech doesn't apply just when you want it to. It applies when you hate it. And the same goes for all constitutional protections. And the executive privilege is an original protection. Every president has invoked it at some point. And just because you don't like it when a certain president invokes it, the way that Obama did with Eric Holder, the way that Trump is doing now, doesn't mean it is not valid. It means it pisses you off because you're not going to get to talk to Mick Mulvaney. You're not going to get to hear from John Bolton. But that's the way it goes. You know, Eric Holder was protected. These guys are protected. It's at the pleasure of the president. Had the House waited long enough to go to court, maybe they would have overruled it like in the Nixon case and said, no, the tapes get to come in. But they didn't. So here we are. The other thing that I think is really interesting is that the House, to me, is basically walking into the Senate in their dirty sneakers and their backwards ball caps, and they're going, hey, Mom and Dad, here's a big bunch of dirty laundry. Could you make this into something for us? The House was not impressive. They did not put together anywhere near an ironclad case. If this were a real case in a court of law, it would already be done. Because I put together my case, and I come in front of Judge Rachel, and Judge Rachel looks at it and says, dismissed. There's no case here. You don't have anything. And this would be like me coming in and saying, but Judge Rachel, let's just have a trial and maybe something will happen. You know, we don't know. Maybe some people will show up and they'll testify and then I'll have a case. Just give me a chance. No, that would never happen. I would probably be censured for wasting the court's time. But that's what the House is doing. Because if the House walked in and just said, here's our case, vote on it. You want to hear Sondland again? We'll bring him in. They have nothing.
Can I ask a question? When you're making these analogies about the House and the Senate, are you talking about this particular 2020 version of the House and version of the Senate? Or are you talking about
both?
The history of the country.
Both.
That's kind of how it is.
The House is always the inferior House.
Yeah.
And the Senate lets them know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there are like 800 of them and 100 of these guys.
And it's a long history of that.
Long history. Yeah. In particular with this, I think that this House, Keystone copped its way. And I think that Trump did it. This is coming from a guy who's like, shut up about the transcript. That's just the public face of it. What he did is all the behind the scenes stuff with Giuliani and Parnas and all this stuff. And I don't know exactly what he did, but I think he did it. I think it's his nature. However, just like I think O.J. Simpson did it, they dicked up that prosecution, and he probably should have been found not guilty, as the president will be found not guilty here. So that's my point, is that the House is showing up with one shoe on and one shoe off, just asking the Senate to please make something out of this crap we have. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're hearing today is basically them arguing over how they're going to argue. It's some of the most boring, obtuse stuff you can imagine, because it's, okay, Tony and Sue, you're going to have an argument, but before you have this argument, let's talk about how you're going to have the argument. And then you have an argument about what you're going to be able to argue. It doesn't get much more obtuse or boring than that.
Right, right. Your points about the lawyers and just the little bit that we've seen so far in one day, when Adam Schiff talks, he talks in generalizations and presumptive closings. Like, we all know that this president is a racist, and we all know that this president conspired to block Congress from getting. And then Trump's defense team gets up there, and they have dates and exact quotes and facts to back up the facts. And when they speak, it's just so much more evidence and proof behind their statements than you see Schiff.
Yeah, they're just more impressive.
Just riffing.
And given the fact that you need 67 votes and you don't have them, it would have to be the ultimate comeback story of all time. Put together the Miracle on Ice and put together the Blues season from last year and put together Leon Spinks beating Muhammad Ali and multiplied by 100.
Yeah.
You would need the most amazing, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm Lindsey Graham, but I'm going to vote to remove the president because you guys just blew me away. It's right. Not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
So based on everything you've just said, there's a new poll out that says the majority of Americans want them to introduce new witnesses and new testimony. How do you feel personally about that, given everything you just said?
I'm of two minds. I think the reason that people think that is that they are not constitutional scholars. We all operate on the playground rules. Based on the playground rules, I want to hear from everyone.
Right.
Because that's how you get to the truth. Again, if it's playground and Johnny knocked down Sally and eight people saw it, I want to hear from eight people.
Yeah.
And if you said, well, four people really saw it and four people heard about it, so the people who really saw it, you're not going to hear from. That's crap. You're not going to get the best look at what really happened when the four people who really saw it aren't going to testify. Playground rules, I want to hear what happened.
Mm-hmm.
From a constitutional law standpoint, the president gets to invoke the privilege. And these are like his chief of staff and his defense secretary mm-hmm. and national defense advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is why you have this.
Right.
The whole Gloverism of two things can be true at once never applied more than this, because he gets to do it, and he's probably covering up some pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah, and of course, if you ask a blanket statement to anyone and say, hey, if somebody's on trial, do you want to hear from all the witnesses? Of course. That's an obvious yes. So polls saying that they want to see all the witnesses doesn't surprise me one bit. But if you know everything that's happening and you, like you said, and you know those rules and you know that some of these witnesses are just rehashing things that we've already heard and seen and you know, like you said, they're just hoping that something new will come out this time if we bring this person back.
Realistically, that's it. Realistically, the house managers know they're going to get their asses kicked. Okay, here's my main point I want to make.
I don't think Adam Schiff knows that.
Here's my main point I want to make. The Democrats are praying to God that no new witnesses are called. Because if no new witnesses are called, it allows them to go cover up.
Yep.
What a cover up.
It gives them,
let's vote this guy out of office. It's the biggest cover up in history. Whereas if they call people, there may be a couple of aha moments, but they're also going to call Schiff and Hunter Biden, and it's going to be a cluster F. They are, trust me, Nader is on his knees praying to his personal God that they do not call these new witnesses. Because that's their only thing, is to cry cover up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 5 for 3:30. Jeez, what a day. So I messed up. I don't have Thomas Helbig tonight. I have it next Tuesday.
Thomas call you at break?
No. Yeah. Is that he's like, am I wrong?
He's like, I'm not ready.
I wish I wouldn't have been corrected, because I would have walked into the Frontenac Hilton, realized my mistake.
Checked in.
Yeah, and just gotten drunk as a skunk.
Head to the pool.
I would have been at the bar giving people financial advice. You can't lose your money. My name is Thomas Helbig. So I'm here until 7. Couldn't be happier.
How big's your 401k?
So we're going to do the show we're going to do, but I would love your input. So please tweet us and let us know, because it matters. It's a weird day.
Yeah. Annie
pretty much ran the hearings and then dropped in with commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like us to run the hearings? Would you like us to talk mostly impeachment? Would you like us to be funny and tell you stories?
Yeah, how much coverage do you want?
Yeah, just let us know. Give us your advice. You're the customer. This is a restaurant. We want to serve you the food you want.
I want you to give us a retirement advisory seminar.
Oh, I could do it. I could do it. Now look, I taught tap dance. I've taught karate.
That's true.
I faked my way into a top 10 law school.
Mm-hmm.
I can give retirement advice.
Heck yeah.
We could also do this. For the right price, I could post this bikini picture of my mom. Mm,
yeah.
I found this over the weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Disturbingly, it's from yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Her bikini's on her knees.
Do you have a feeling? Do you have a...
Tangerines and a nylon.
Do you have a inkling on how
you going to impeachment here?
You want to handle the show today? Yeah, I am. I'm trying to. I don't know where to
trying
go.
To pull it back.
I'm nice usually work. All in with you, but I don't know where to go.
Look at
after
this.
Mom on her knees in a bikini.
Take a look.
No,
I can see it from here.
Nope.
Can I tell you about my 2020 vision?
It's 10-year-old Dave Glover.
Yeah.
With mom in Florida, the one and only time we went.
Yeah.
Five minutes after this, she was topless. I was bottomless. We got kicked out.
Disney?
What about it? Yeah,
we did. Is
that
what you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
This looks to be Daytona, though.
I understand.
Should we just run Adam Schiff? Just go back to that.
I don't know about that.
What if he's talking about my mom and a bikini?
I do want to hear the defense team sometimes. Because they're just pretty slick.
Well, here's the thing, though. We all know this. These guys, they're saying the same thing.
Adam Schiff, you're right. Adam Schiff hasn't said.
They're saying exactly the same thing.
One new thing.
No one's really said anything new since about halfway through the House hearings.
We've never heard.
No.
The president's side.
No.
And so his lawyers have been interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, if we just play his lawyers, we'll be accused of only airing one side. So I understand.
Yeah, but. In fairness, we've heard this side.
We've heard this side over and over and over again for months.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking a dip in here and there is not a bad idea. But if people want more than that, that's fine.
Well, let us know. Tweet us. Or yeah. Call us. We have a phone.
We do. And Twitter.
314-241-9797.
At TonyColombo971. At RachelZ971. DGS Facebook page.
We're here for you.
So many ways to get a hold.
And now I'm here till 7.
Now you're here till 7.
I prepared up till 5:40. Yeah. Solid up until then. After that, it's sketchy.
Can we say one thing about the bikini photo?
Sure.
So you showed that to me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she is indeed in a bikini, but you are wearing what appears to be normal shorts and a striped T-shirt.
Cutoffs.
Okay.
Cutoff
jeans.
Those
are your Fred Flintstone jeans?
It's a matter of time till I see this thing.
He's in the ocean in a full outfit.
Yes.
Fully clothed, you say?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Aw. Aw.
That's the way you do it if you're me, Mexican, or fat. You just put on the shirt, you get in the ocean.
If you went to a stock photo website and typed in...
70s.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
70s... Mom and son vacation.
I might be in the Getty images.
That is serious. The picture that would come
yeah.
up.
Now, and you know, your mother's bikini, it's the full shorts kind. So it's not as, you know,
what did
revealing
you think it was,
as
he,
you set me up for.
What were you, had, yeah, what'd you have in your mind?
What was in your sick mind?
I was thinking
the
a
old
true,
gray squirrel?
No, a true bikini rather than the, you know, shorts bottoms. That's all.
Well, it's 1974 and she's with her son. Yeah. What sort of woman do you think she is?
Are you wearing jeans cutoffs in the ocean?
They were jeans when I got in the ocean.
Were you here just... He just explained that.
Yeah, but...
He just said jean cutoffs.
Did your mind refuse the knowledge that I was in the ocean in jean shorts?
Yeah, kind of did. I thought maybe just cutoffs. No.
Actually wearing socks and tennis shoes as well. You just
dress shoes. Pilgrim shoes. In case you step on a crustacean.
It's kind of cute, though. You're right, it is stock
kinda.
Photo.
It's adorable is what it is.
A lot of people chiming in.
Good. Tell me. I'll do what you want me to do.
Yeah, a lot of people saying no.
No some, what?
No more impeachment.
Francis Glover.
Some people saying to run them, and some people saying the dip in and out. So it's kind of a mixed
bag.
Well,
that's bag. No help.
Well, I think we're actually covered.
I think the no is leading. Followed by the dip in and out, followed by a few people saying,
gotcha.
Let's do some.
But. I think we're covered because we have Stacey Washington on, Tim Jones, Rodney Boyd, Chris Arps. We're going to have guests to give their takes on this
throughout the show. What's the vote on the bikini photo?
We can have fun,
photo?
Too.
That, nobody's
I'm happy to post it.
Nobody's mentioned the bikini photo.
It's not indecent.
No.
I hit it then.
Did she say it was okay?
There. DGS she, no, Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture.
I took it out of a whole photo album of bikini photos.
Wow. Like my phone actually makes it look better. Stand by, please.
What?
Yeah. She was like, this is pretty
what
hot.
Sort of, what sort of crap are you throwing over there?
Why are you
taking a picture of my mom's bikini photo?
Why do you want that in your phone, Sue?
I'm just trying to look at it
it's
better.
Weirder, Sue.
I put
She's
a filter
trying to
on
zoom
it.
In.
What happened to you in Texas?
It was a long trip, Tony.
Okay. The people that are saying no impeachment, I feel you because a lot of it, as we just mentioned, is
procedural.
Is procedural and boring and people saying the same thing that we've heard for a
Ooh,
long
Gillibrand
time.
Ooh, Gillibrand just stood up and yelled gay rights.
Yeah, but there's going to be a couple of moments today that are probably worth checking out that are new. So that's the only, but yeah, I get not wanting to spend the whole show on it. I don't think anybody wants that. Except maybe Steve, I don't know.
I have a terrible customer service story.
Oh!
Miguel had to open the file again.
Mm.
Do you want to hear it? You want me to save it?
Can you beat my warehouse story?
I
want to
hear it.
Do we have time? Do we have time to get the whole thing in?
Oh, we have all time.
I can give it abridged.
Okay, do it.
So yesterday, Phoebe and I spent all Martin Luther King Day
mm-hmm.
getting her a new phone.
Mm.
I started at 9. I started at 9 chatting with Sprint, because Phoebe's convinced that Sprint sucks, and she wanted to go to AT&T, even though we have a plan. Fine. So
they're
I,
all bad. Phoebe.
They're all bad.
They're
I
all bad.
So anyway, it turned into, I need my PIN number to do that. AT&T said, bring your PIN number. We're good. So I get on the chat, talking to Sprint, tell them what I need, and of course, they're like, why are you leaving? And I told them why, and I said, look, I have 4% of my iPad, which was true, and I need you to give me this PIN number before
it dies.
It dies.
Yeah.
And they just kept stall. 40 minutes. And I said, Narissa, with an N, please. And then Sprint pops up and says, your chat has timed out. And it kicked me out.
Yeah.
And I called them, fuming, apologized ahead of time.
Right.
This is what's going on. Oh, we're so sorry. Let me get you the right department. Gets me to another department. Tell my story again. Let me put you on hold. I'll have that for you momentarily. And they hung up on me.
Oh.
So I built a bomb that I was going to take to the Sprint store in the valley. It was a nail bomb.
Because it was definitely their fault.
And then when I got to the Sprint store, Phoebe has a million pictures on her phone because she's almost 15.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we have a machine that transfers that over in about an hour.
Ooh, an hour.
That machine's broken.
Oh.
Doesn't work.
I don't think that machine's.
So I called another Sprint store and they're like, yeah, ours is out too.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's kind of like trying to get a...
What are we doing here, boys?
Trying to get a milkshake after 9 o'clock.
What are we doing here? Trying to get chicken at KFC.
Right. That's right.
Oh, are you waiting for the phone? Did you order the chicken?
Oh.
Why do people suck? Why do they suck so bad?
Why do they make it so hard to get...
I'm trying to give you more money. Phoebe went from a 7 to an 11. Yeah. I'm giving you more money. Lots of money. Take my money. But they won't.
So you did stay with Sprint.
Yeah. I couldn't. At that point.
That's probably why they left you.
Yep.
They do it on purpose. It's like, well, just hang up on them. Because they count on you not. They count on you getting frustrated and stopping.
Yep.
Yeah, but you said that if I went to AT&T, it would have been an even bigger headache.
It would have been a headache to switch companies. It's definitely always an ordeal to take
your number. And I have no belief that they're any better.
Right.
They aren't. I've been with Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. I think that's it. And none of them...
I'm going Cricket.
...have been any better than...
I'm going to get burner phones like gangbangers. I'm going to call you once, and I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
Man, it was frustrating.
Oh.
That anger, I'm not saying it's a special kind of anger, like it's the most anger you'll feel. It's a very specific flavor.
Yes.
That flavor of anger... When you've been chatting with someone for 40 minutes, you've been very kind and very patient, and then Sprint pops on and goes, that's enough of customer service for you, Chief.
Yeah.
People are waiting in line.
Yeah, that's...
Like I was holding on flirting with her or something. Hey, want to hook up? Want to get a couple drinks? Hey, you're gone.
It's not that bad. It's not nearly that bad. But I was trying to call about... a warranty on our couch, and I kept following the exact things, like if
you
new thing, this, that.
Push this.
Push that. The next representative will be with you shortly. Phone hangs up. It did it like 4 times. Then I lied, talked to a person. They said, oh yeah, you're in the wrong department. Hold. Hung up. Happened like 5.
You know what's the weirdest part?
I couldn't get
to
the right...
The third time I called back, and I'm ready for Miguel. I am ready.
Open the file.
And it said, push this for that. Push this for that. If you need your PIN number, push 4. I'm like, no. I pushed 4. They texted it to me. It took 3 minutes.
Oh.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. You know what we're going to have today?
What's that?
Fun.
All right.
We're going to have fun. Stacey's going to get it started. Stacey Washington's going to bring the fun. Mm-hmm. Hello, Stace.
Hey, Dave.
So what do you make of it so far?
So can I just know from anybody who's a Democrat why we need additional witnesses if we we have this like overwhelming case, this you know, open and shut overwhelming case that the president did something wrong? Why not just take it straight to the people and process it through? Why ask for additional witnesses?
It's a great point.
I want to also remind everybody that in the beginning, before Nancy Pelosi was for impeachment, she said she was against it because it would drive Americans to support the president, and because it was that he hadn't done anything that was an impeachable offense, namely high crimes and misdemeanors. Now she's completely backtracked on that. The president actually declassified the call. It was an unprecedented move on his part to release it so that Americans could read for themselves and see that the sequence of events was not in any way, illegal. And I just want to remind people of what she said. Nancy said, we cannot accept a second term of Donald Trump. AOC said the impeachment was about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from happening next year. She said that in 2019. She was referring to the 2020 November election. And there are other quotes from Nancy and Schiff and others who have made it clear that this process is all about influencing 2020 and undoing the results of 2016. So, I mean, I know there's a lot that they're going to go through. They're going to have a lot of people stand up and say a lot of things, but I'm busy. And I'm also suffering from just straight winter because before, you know, last time you talked to me, I think I was still in Christmas mode. I had on a Christmas headband and I had trees up all over my house and I was getting gifts and giving them. Now all the trees are gone. All the Christmas stuff is gone and it's still cold and wintry and it's going to be like this for at least 8 more weeks. And so I'm just trying to deal with that in my regular life. And these impeachment things are really, they're like slowing down my mojo and just wrecking my flow. It's not cool.
You have a very healthy outlook. I'm truly impressed. I'm not poking fun. You have a very healthy outlook that, you know what, this isn't going to change my life. We all know what's going to happen. Everyone's going to make political hay out of it for 2020. For, you know, without some crazy unforeseen events, Trump's going to be reelected. Democrats are going to turn inside out. I mean, we all kind of know how this movie ends.
And you know what's the most unfortunate thing about it? Because we kind of talked a little bit, the last time I was on with you, we were talking about how we don't have this, like, push and pull. Like, there's nobody on the left who could, like, okay, you know, sit down for a second, stop what I'm doing, like, slow my world down for a couple minutes, maybe a couple hours, and watch, you know, a whole bunch of videos or, you know, peruse a whole bunch of campaign websites and learn some stuff I didn't know, maybe learn about some corruption or malfeasance or something that would, like, really shake my faith. And have to really delve in and dive in and say, okay, I got to make sure I'm on the right here. And so these people on the left side of the political aisle are bringing up some points that I hadn't considered, I didn't know. I need to look into what they're talking about. Instead, you've got the people in Virginia protesting peacefully for their rights. They were totally slandered and mischaracterized as being these violent white supremacists. It was a bunch of black people and other gun owners there. And so everywhere I look, I don't see a viable alternative. I just see everything in the universe, as people like to say, screaming for me to stick with a sure thing, which in this case is Donald Trump.
If, God forbid, you're the chief strategist for the DNC, what do you do at this point? Because it seems to me that they got their you-know-what in the ringer. What would you do to try to move it forward?
Well, the first thing that they should do is pay attention to the fact that the loudest part of their base is also the smallest part of their base. So they have the far left progressives running the show. Most Democrats are not that far to the left. They may believe in some of the things, but they may like some of the ideas of like an idea of Bernie or two, some of the things Elizabeth Warren has proposed, but they're not all the way over there just dancing in the streets like, give us, you know, Elizabeth Warren, who's unsure of her identity, and Bernie Sanders, who's unsure of whether or not he hates millionaires and billionaires or if he's loving being a millionaire and wanting to be a billionaire. So I would tell them, look, dude, sit down and actually talk to some real Democrats, Democrats who still are friends with Republicans, Democrats who own guns, Democrats who don't necessarily think the government should take over everything, and strategize from there. Also, revisit your party platform. Their party platform is not yet as far to the left as their candidates this cycle. They just need more help than I would be able to provide. But I'd love to see a viable alternative, but they're not going to give us one.
Hey, Stacey, it's Tony Colombo. I love to hear you reminding everyone what Nancy Pelosi said at the very beginning and the things it would take for her to move forward with this. She also said, as you'll remember, that she wouldn't move forward because of the reasons that you laid out unless she had bipartisan support, which she has never had. And now we see Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff accusing the Republicans of handling this entire process in an unfair manner, not letting the Democrats on equal footing with the Republicans in the Senate after we saw the Democrats doing that exact thing all throughout the process in the House. I know hypocrisy in government is nothing new and no surprise to anyone, but that is really tough to take when you hear them complain, when you hear them going back on their word and complaining about something that they have literally been doing for months.
Well, I mean, so they've had their chance. When they had the beginning of this whole thing, they got it started. They kind of put all of the ingredients into the cake batter and baked it. Now they handed it to the Senate to put that frosting on and slice it and taste it and see if it's any good. And so the idea that they would have any say in the Senate process is just as ludicrous as it was that the Senate would have any say in their process in the House. They completely shut Republicans out of the opportunity to do anything, so they can't expect to now stompy foot their way into having their wishes executed in the Senate. The process is, Mitch McConnell's already said he's going to have a process that mirrors the one that Bill Clinton had, in which that was the last impeachment we've had, so that's the precedent. And it's also really ridiculous for them to think that Republicans would give them anything that they're not willing to give to Republicans. So, I mean, they had their chance to do whatever they were going to do. And what they should have done was, if they were going to do an impeachment, they should have set it up so it was ironclad. But the reason they weren't able to do that is because President Trump hasn't done anything wrong. And as much as they hate him, he's just not as horrible as they thought. He's not a criminal. He's not done anything wrong.
Thank you, Stace. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.